I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has never been found to this day, but it went straight down the middle, like they say.
Well, an extraordinary day yesterday at Granite Links for the third annual Numbnuts Invitational, and we will be back. Already received an invitation, a whole proposal from Granite Links. They want to be the site of the fourth annual Numbnuts Invitational with an even more expanded field next year at Granite Links, Curtis, if you're okay with it.
It is the best part of the last 5 years, and specifically, it's been, 3 years with all of us together?
Yes.
Has been the annual, because Courtney, you were here for the first roadshow season.
I was, yes.
Yeah. So it's been the organic growth of these events. And yesterday, it was such a blast, and you guys were awesome with James, and the people were so nice. And just seeing the amount of people that keep building off of what we do the year before, it's a very...
The nicest people. We are blessed with the nicest people who listen to the show and watch it on Twitch and YouTube. So thank you.
Some good golfers, too.
Yes.
The foursome that won.
11 under. Yeah. They won with 11 under yesterday, which was great.
Oh, and it was great. Maria and I reconnected.
Oh, yeah.
Buried the hatchet.
Maria from Watertown was there golfing yesterday. Great golfer.
Excellent golfer.
But I saw you guys hug it out.
Yeah, she came up. I said, Maria, how are you? And she said, let's let bygones be bygones. It is eerie how much she looks like my mom Maria.
Really?
It is crazy. I my dad was there and I saw Maria. I was like, wait, I didn't think my mom was coming today, and it was not her. But very nice to see her. We moved forward and she is now a grandmother. And her granddaughter is 1 month old, so she's been loving
every second.
How
do you solve a problem like Maria rejoin?
Yeah, maybe.
Good dear Maria, don't count. Yes. Dear Maria,
we have a rare content replay on the new intro because it's new intro day. That's coming up in 10 minutes. But also, we were critiquing your golf game before the break.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being alerted by listeners on the Subaru of New England text line that as we were critiquing your golf game, we went to commercials abruptly.
We went to commercial. The shotgun that was in our system was incorrect, so I removed the shotgun from the system.
That's sketchy.
And so it cuts back a little bit. We just went to commercial.
Nope.
I believe
cut off Curtis.
I believe
Santo. That's hurtful.
I believe Santo, who is clearly working against you, alerted Courtney during the break that you had made an error.
Nope, I made no errors.
I'm actually
taking care of someone else's error.
To read directly,
that's great.
Curtis was mid sentence and it went to commercial. Wow. Has been on commercial since 8:43.
Yes,
I said. Are
when
you?
We went to break. I had to drop out of 20 seconds worth. So we lost 5 seconds of content.
I said, are you listening on the app?
Somebody loaded the wrong promo.
I said, are you listening on the app? He said, nope, car FM radio. Curtis was saying something along the lines of, this is almost as bad as Courtney, ..
Yes, thank you. Thank you for bringing up the mistakes made by programming people, not by me. So, well done.
Interesting.
I wonder if they sit at home and critique you.
I hope so. I expect it. I don't, I am never perfect. I never have been, never claimed to be. I get critiqued all the time. I enjoy
it. Let's go to Bill, who golfed with you yesterday. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
What's going on, Bill?
Before I talk about yesterday's golf, and I just wanted to say, and I think I said this to most of you individually, but certainly not on the air, this show is like a five-piece band all playing in perfect harmony, such great chemistry, able to poke fun at each other. I am equally disappointed when any of you take flex time and not on the show.
Yeah.
You guys have something really special. I hope this band stays together for many, many more years.
Oh, thank you.
So the guys said yesterday's invitational. I, of course, was hoping to see the cast of the golf course, but when Shime and Greg rolled up on the first tee, I was a little starstruck and blamed my poor tee shot on that. But after several more holes, I just stink. Greg has a big heart, though, because he apparently purposely topped his tee shot just to make me feel better. And then, Chime, however, Greg, I was off on the par three, so I'm gonna give you your credibility. I'm gonna give you some good feedback as well. Chime, however, was nailed. We played his ball the whole way. He had a true par. And yes, he did refer to himself as Steph Curry.
Yeah,
Gwen quickly said Steph McFlurry.
Yeah. Also
Steph McFlurry. So we got to kick that
out. Yes, I did call him Steph McFlurry, not Steph Curry. Yes.
What a good line break.
It was very well done.
Dollar menu.
A few hours later, several holes later, they joined us again in a long par three. Big surprise. I hit a terrible shot, but apparently Shime also has a big heart because his tee shot was almost as bad as mine. however, on that hole, Greg was nailed. We used his tee shot, and then Greg did do a bump and run from like 20, 30 yards away and put it about 2 feet away, Greg. It wasn't 2 inches. Yeah. I know that because you gave me the honor of making the putt, and my knees were knocking a little bit, so... thank you for that. Anyways, great. Thank you for letting me call in. It was a great time. I can't wait for next year. Hope to see you guys all very soon. And remember this. When I say Greg Hill, you say show. Oh. Thanks, guys.
Bill, before you go.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you have the honor of meeting Harry, and was he kind to you?
Yes, I did. He was very kind. I have a similar excitable dog, so I'm used to that. I like that. I understand Wiggy's point. Not everybody likes it, but I like a dog that's friendly like that.
Oh, Wiggy. Oh. Bill likes really a dog like that.
That's because,
thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. That's all.
Because, like Courtney, Bill's dog is untrained as well, yeah. As you just heard him say.
Have you watched any of the Donald Trump Bryson DeChambeau golf round and his under 50 series on YouTube?
I did.
The clips coming out of this are tremendous.
Unbelievable.
I may have to take back anything I've said about Donald Trump not like lying to us on the golf course, because I think he's actually good.
It's fantastic.
His putting stroke, oh my God.
Okay, you have an issue. If you're watching the show on YouTube right now or on Twitch, you can see the putting stroke of the former president of the United States.
Hilarious.
He does a weird thing with his putter at the end.
It's like, you know in tennis, when you do topspin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like.
Yes.
He's a better putter than me. I got to give him credit.
Well, to be fair, James is the better putter than you.
Try to put a little English on it.
Bizarre. Just so weird.
There's also like the conversations between the two of them in the golf cart where Bryson's like, oh, what's your favorite hole? Do you have a good hole in one story? He's like, well, I've had eight. and starts going on and on about it.
That's really impressive. Is. Eight holes in one?
Yeah. It was so crazy. Yeah. Courtney, when they're on the range and Donald is like, he hits them the farthest. The guy hits them the longest. Nobody hits them longer.
And then he's talking about, oh, yeah, why do you like golf so much? He says, well, I'm good at it. I don't for playing as little as I do. I'm very good. I beat everybody else.
Whatever you think of him, he's funny, and you can laugh at him or laugh with him. I don't care, but at least there's some comedy in there.
It's a content machine.
It is. Oh. He is a content machine.
It's
all right.
Just
we got to take a break. We will get to a rare. It's new intro day. And we will get to a rare content replay of today's new intro and your feedback coming up next.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.